The 2010 World Expo in Shanghai closed its doors on Sunday, having attracted more than 70 million visitors the world over. The success of the Czech Pavilion surpassed expectations. It attracted more than 8 million visitors and won 2 awards for creativity. I called the pavilion's chief press officer, Yiri Potuznik, in Shanghai to ask how happy the team was with the outcome.
There are 3 main measurements how to evaluate a pavilion, I guess. The first one is no doubt the number of visitors. The Czech Pavilion has been seen by more than 8.5 million people. The daily average was almost 50,000 of them. And I honestly saying do not know about more than 2 pavilions with the similar results. The second parameter is the media publicity. And thanks to the high number and high quality of the additional cultural programs we had 13 of them. The Chinese media kept the attraction to the Czech Pavilion for the whole period of Expo. And if we would buy the space given to the Czech Republic by Chinese media for commercial price of advertisement, we would pay something like more than 120 million crowns. And the last issue are the prizes. And I have to say proudly that we got a silver medal of BIE, I mean the organizers of Expo, for creativity. We do have award of Shanghai International Culture Youth Center for the same quality, and we will get the prize of Shanghai Business News Television for marketing in 2 weeks, but it's already known. So I guess that we can be well satisfied.
What were the biggest attractions at the Czech Pavilion?
Well, just 2 days ago, we have asked for research of public opinion, I mean so-called survey, and most popular were 2 exhibits. The Golden Tear of Lacrimal in technology was in fact a tear of 1 ton of pure gold, and the visitors were moved to watch that or while watching that, and the special sensor read their emotions and automatic laboratory made for them a personal perfume, the key to their memories. So that was quite unique thing and very popular. The second most popular exhibit was Touch of Good Fortune. Those are 2 reliefs of Saint Jan Nepomucki, which were taken from the Prague Child's Bridge and brought to Shanghai as a symbol of luck. And I can just close it because that good reputation has got the interactive exhibits and modern art of Jakub Nevraj.
What happens to the pavilion now? What happens to the individual artifacts in the pavilion?
The whole exposition was sold. I would like to stress and highlight exposition, not pavilion, because that is a rented building and we are obliged to give it back to the organizers. But exposition, Fruits of the Civilization, is going to be rebuilt in the region of Hepei, and the farm of final Czechoslovakian friendship was the agglomeration of 170,000 people, and is going to have more than 1 million in 5 or 10 years. We'll run it on their expenses since 1st of October of next year. And that's maybe more important than something like 33 million crowns we've got for selling the exposition, because for the first time in the history of our national participation at the Expo, will the exposition stay as a complex in a country for which was created, and that's just amazing.
Yiri Potuznik there, speaking from Shanghai shortly after the 2010 World Expo closed its doors to visitors.